Good evening, everyone. Blessing to be here. Thankful to be here, part of this church, and it's a privilege to be able to be up here and speak. Jonah kind of hit on some of the stuff that I was going to talk about. Second Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. I want to let you know tonight that there is a devil out there, and he is seeking souls to devour.
Right.
And he's got very many designs and tactics. And what I'm going to speak on tonight is deception. In 2 Timothy 3:13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. In Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And in Matthew 24:4, Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. Our Lord has warned us against being deceived, and that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Deception in our day is something that many people are blinded by. Many have been turned away from the truth of God's Word, following after the desires of their flesh, being deceived by the great deceiver himself. Many whom I have seen to be on the right path slowly drift into deception, in the end shipwreck their faith. Some I have seen to even hate God. Others still loosely profess God, but deny the power of salvation from sin. But what's the cause for all this? How can zealous Christians be turned into God-haters? In most of the cases I have seen, whether it be friends or family, they had problems with the church authority structure.
Right.
Or had personal problems with those in authority, and in some cases they thought that they were too good for the church. The devil is going to use any method or excuse he can to help you find fault with those in authority, to help you justify yourself in your rebellion. The important thing is, this can happen to any of us here. You can be zealous for God, you can go out and hold signs with the church, or you can have a personal ministry. But when you start doubting what the pastor says is really true, when you start questioning the church standards or start feeling prideful, you need to watch out.
That's right.
The devil is there planning thoughts of deception. The devil just asked Eve the simple question, hath God said? And this planted the seed of doubt that caused her to rethink her position and question her authority. You need to be firmly rooted and grounded in the Word. So when these attacks of doubt or questions of unbelief hit, you are able to respond with the truth without doubting. In 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Deception is a powerful tool and hard to break away from once accepted and embraced.
Right.
What can I do so I'm not led into deception? How can I keep from being deceived? First, you need to have a right relationship with God. Make sure you're not already down that road to deception.
Amen.
Second, you need to embrace the truth. Study it out. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Earnestly contend for the faith and for the truth. Third, you need to be in a local body of believers that is following God's program.
Yeah.
Fourth, you need to support God's program and God's leaders in your life. Stand behind them. Back them up. Submit to God's authority structure and keep rank. Obviously, this implies that if you're in a church that is not following God's program and is not diligently seeking out the truth of God's Word, you cannot submit to error. But you should be striving to obey God's Word and principles and searching for a biblical church that you can move to and join. God will judge us based upon how much light we received and how we acted upon that knowledge. If you can and need to move to a biblical church, then God is going to judge to see if you were walking in all the light you received. Fifth, you need to have and maintain a right relationship with your brothers and sisters in the church.
Amen.
Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectionate one toward another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Galatians 5:13. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. And Ephesians 4:1-3. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. One of the greatest deceptions of all times, which really dates back as far as the garden, is the idea that you can live in sin and have God too. Like how the devil tempted Eve. She was deceived into thinking that somehow she could eat of that forbidden fruit and still have fellowship with God and live in the garden. This idea is very prevalent in modern Christianity today, where one can be saved from hell, have a home in heaven, and still live a wicked, sinful lifestyle. The Bible clearly teaches against this great deception, yet so many people fall into this pit, this lie of the devil, because it is far easier to remain in my sin than die to my flesh.
Right.
In 2 Corinthians 6:14 and 17 says, Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man shall defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. It's pretty plain. If you fit anything on that list, you don't make it to heaven.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you make a profession or not. God is not a respecter of persons.
Amen.
You must follow by His guidelines and His program or you don't make it. Matthew 7:22-23. Many will say to me on that day, this is on Judgment Day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name, and in Thy name have cast out devils, and in Thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You can be a Christian for many, many years, be zealous for God's Word, God's church, and God's program, and in church every Sunday. But if the devil finally finds a hole or weak spot in your wall, and you don't fight back, if you're not carrying the sword while rebuilding the wall, you will be overcome.
Right.
He will bind the strong man, spoil the house, leave you deceived, and on Judgment Day, God will say, Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. This is very serious. We need to constantly keep our walls of defense strong. That's what a local body of believers is all about. God has designed it this way for a purpose. If you are out there fighting it all alone, you are more susceptible to attacks and deception.
Amen.
We are all part of an army fighting a spiritual battle of faith against the world, our flesh, and the devil. We need to be united together for truth and right if we are going to win this battle. If we start fighting amongst ourselves, we have already lost the battle to the devil. The real warfare for our souls is being fought on the other side of that wall. We ought to have love, charity, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, and patience for one another.
Amen.
Let's keep our focus on heavenly and spiritual things. Remember that there is a real warfare going on for our souls. The piddly little things that come up in a church fellowship are really just distractions trying to draw some of us out from the protection of the walls.
Right.
Let's fight a good fight of faith and keep up our guard against the deception of the devil. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.